This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So yesterday, Matthew's in Little League Baseball now. And he had a game yesterday. And the way it works in the Little League is there's different jobs that parents need to do to help volunteer. And so one of the jobs is working the snack shop, which of course is very stressful to me because there's, you know,
money that you have to make
change. Two hot dogs out, some chips.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I don't like to do the snack shop. So then another option is running the scoreboard, which I was pretty excited to do last year, but you know, tend to be a little chatty and I'll be talking to people and then their parents are like, "Hey, you missed the ball," because you need to put it up on the scoreboard, the balls and the strikes. And the umpires are young kids too. So a lot of times when they call a strike, they're like, "Strike."
Oh.
You know, so that's very stressful. But so Lindsay thought she'd solve it all for me by assigning me to be the announcer. I guess they just have an announcer on the first weekend. But even that was a little too much for me. So here I'm the guy who announces the players when they're coming
up to bat.
Well, that
should be perfect for you. I mean,
so that was
talking a microphone every day.
Right. But so that was the problem. When I got there and I sat down, a lot of the parents were like, "Oh, now we have a professional," which gave me pressure. And then second, as you know, Kitty, throughout the years here, when it comes to name pronunciation.
Oh, yeah, you're bad. Because I'll even tell you how to say it. And
that
then
makes
you'll
it worse.
Immediately say it wrong.
Right. So that's what kind of happened here. One of the moms was telling me, like, you know, how to say their last name. And then the minute she said it, I was just like, "Hasenpfeffer? Like what?" I couldn't do it. So it was very panic filled for me. So I decided to announce the children by their first name and then first initial of their last name.
Oh, that was a cop out.
And then I was also, you know, as being a stadium announcer, there's a lot of different ways you could do the announcing. Like there's the classic Bob Shepard, who was the stadium announcer for the Yankees for like 50 years, and his was very dry, and he would be like, "Now batting for the New York Yankees, the shortstop, number two, Derek Jeter, number two." So I tried that for a while. No one seemed to guess the subtlety of it. But then there's the announcers who are more like revved up. You know, like, "Hey, Landmark Credit Union fans, on your feet." Oh,
so then yeah.
So then I tried that as well. I don't know.
Was anyone paying attention to you at all?
I don't think so.
Because I know that a lot of times when we've been picked to be MCs at parades.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares.
No one. Yeah. We're just like, blah, 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 blah.
So then I tried. The only thing I tried to do was when there'd be pitching changes, I would talk about the players and what their hobbies were.
Did you just make it up?
I was like, "He enjoys skydiving and bullfighting," just to see. But I think that the high.
Did they let you do it all throughout the game, or were you replaced somewhere in the fourth inning?
We'll just leave it at that.